by two.
What the hell was he doing way out here? There's no damn bases out here. See if he can stabilize the power coupler, R2. It's a strange looking ship.
Captain, the ship has shown up on a long-range sensor scan. The configuration is unknown, but the propulsion system seems very similar.
On screen, full magnification.
Oh, yeah. That does look like a weird design. It looks more like a different franchise.
Open hailing frequency. This is the captain of the USS MGTOW. We are on a peaceful mission.
Is there any way we can be assistance to you?
My name is Magnar of the Rebel Forces. We fight for freedom and against tyranny of the impossible madams.
Whose side are you on?
We are with the Federation.
We are on a mission to seek out and explore. And those names
you mentioned, I don't know who they are.
As long as you're not on the side of the madams.
You are welcome to come aboard and we can become friends to help the storyline along.
Just come round the back of the ship to the hangar bay. Yes, I'd like that, Captain.
There also seems to be a large power fluctuation in this area, Captain, and it's affecting all our instruments. I would like to investigate that further.
Well, Spock, find out where it's coming from and then let me know. I know you're good at that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I gotta go make a buddy.
Well, somebody's got to.
Welcome aboard.
Captain?
I hear your robot got kind of fried.
Yeah. He's a tough wee droid, though. He'll be all right. All his electronics were made by Panasonic, one of the world leaders in all electronics.
Is that an info commercial?
No.
I'll have some of my people look at your ship, see if they can help.
I appreciate that, Captain.
Come on, let's do some male bonding.
All right.
Dr. McCoy, please report to sickbay.
So it appears you and me are from two different universes.
Apparently so.
Two parallel dimensions, but both with the same sort of goal.
And in your universe, the females have taken over the weaker men, made them into armies, and want to take over everything.
Correct.
And you and your rebels are resisting that. And how is the fight going?
Well, we were winning, but not anymore. We've had a rather large setback, but we will regroup, and we will fight, and we will win.
And how does your battle go in your universe? In the whole contingency of this ship, there's only three females, all in minor roles. We found that not having females made the ship run more efficiently and smoother. And that is the policy throughout all the Federation.
Seems you've been awake and aware longer than we have.
Tell me something. Why do you wear a mask?
They have face recognition everywhere. Once they have it, they will hunt you down and destroy you, no matter where you are, even on Facebook. And, of course, if I didn't wear the mask, I'd look just like you.
Good point.
Captain, I found the source of that power anomaly. I thought you might want to have a look.
I'm on my way.
The readings are way off the scale for something of that size. I got a real bad feeling about this. I've always had a bad feeling. What is it, Spock? It appears to be a small moon, Captain, with a wig on it.
That's no small moon. That's a Madame's marriage station.
Marriage station?
The Madames go around and find the men who've just come of age. They kidnap them, and then they take them there. They force them to get married, and then they're never allowed to leave. Sounds horrible. It is. It's a death camp for men. It's very, very well guarded, Captain. If I were you, I'd back off.
You might be right. Helmsman, get us some distance.
Too right, Captain.